Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is brought to you by Green and Blacks, a rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience. You're listening to the Irish Times Women's Podcast. I'm Roisin Ingle. Only a few days to go now before the most exciting thing to happen since IKEA started selling meatballs again. Drum roll, please, JJ. The hairdressers are going to be open from Monday and I have my appointment already. I'm just hoping I don't have to remortgage the house to pay for my cut and colour, because I'm hearing all sorts of stories about extra charges being applied to anyone, you know who you are, who did a botched home dye job. I didn't touch my hair with anything except that root covering spray. So I'm hoping Herman's on Grafton Street will go gently on my credit card. I'm delighted for all the hairdressers, mostly women, it has to be said, who are getting back to work. I do think we all need to be very patient with them, because they're going back to work in quite incredibly changed circumstances. So there'll be all sorts of different social distancing going on, and we'll all have to get used to that and just take our time with it, getting used to the changes. So we'd love to hear how you get on at the hairdressers. If you are lucky enough to get an appointment, email us on the women's podcast at irishtimes.com. You can send us an audio note about the joy of getting a blow dry, because there's going to be a lot of that kind of joy. You can also reach us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at IT Women's Podcast. And as always, if you aren't a subscriber already, please do subscribe to us and tell all your friends about this podcast. Now, staycation once again, staycation once again. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry for inflicting that on your ears. Yes, today on this episode, we are talking about holidays. Oh, it's going to be so nice to get away. Staycations really is what we're going to be talking about. Holidays in Ireland. Because I know while a lot of people seem to have bought tickets for places abroad, on this podcast, we feel that the safest bet at the moment is to support the 250,000 people whose jobs rely on the domestic tourism industry. They need our help. They need our money. And I'm so looking forward to heading off to the west of Ireland, to County Clare, as we do every year. And it feels almost patriotic doing it this year, just because we're supporting all those people in the tourism sector. And the thing is, in a country like Ireland, so much natural beauty, from the mountains to the islands to the sea to all the heritage sites, there is an awful lot of choice. Travel writer Joan Scales came on to tell us about some of the deals she's found, from camping sites, Airbnbs, houses and hotels all over the country. And we really hope this gives you some inspiration. And wherever you end up on your home holiday or your staycation, we hope you have a fantastic time. Here is our Staycation Once Again special with Joan Scales. Joan, staycation once again. We're all talking about holidaying in Ireland and hopefully not going anywhere. But I know some people are going away, but we're not talking about them at the moment. We're talking about the holidays that we're going to have at home. And what's your take on this time as a travel writer? What are you hearing?
Well, I think what I'm hearing from people is the sudden uptake when people realised that when Leo announced that after the 29th of June, we'd be able to go anywhere in Ireland. Suddenly the phone started ringing, and I was talking to a couple of people yesterday in the business, particularly Brenda and Caroline in Relax Ireland, and they were in a terrible state a month ago because they had a lot of continental business and US business, which was all cancelled, and it was very worrying. They really felt, you know, that their business was very, very sticky, in a sticky position. And then suddenly that announcement made an enormous difference. The phone hasn't stopped ringing since. And they have some great self-catering properties all around Ireland. And they have come up with a couple of ideas for me, which I'm going to give you.
Okay.
Which will be, in Wexford. They're based in Wexford, so we have a nice property in Wexford in Dumcormack, which is beautiful. It's near the beaches and everything. And the important thing about going to Wexford as well is to get out and explore, you know, go and see what's available. So we're looking at in Dumcormack, you're talking about a property for about €1,000 for a week. Three bed house that'll sleep six or seven.
Because people are saying sometimes that staying at home in Ireland works out more expensive in some ways. Do you feel there's value to be had?
It's high season. It's July. It's August we're talking about. It's never going to be cheap. There are some small discounts around, which I will talk about. But I think what we kind of have to take into consideration as well is anybody who was going on a continental holiday with Spain, 4,000 to 6,000 for a family holiday, you know, so they're not paying that this year. So if they're paying €1,000 a week for a house, it'll still be good value. Yeah. You know, they'll still have a great holiday. They'll still save a bit of money. And as we know, we keep getting told that we're saving money at the moment anyway. Because
don't know about that.
We're not spending as much, that's for sure. But I think Relax Ireland is a great place to start. Okay. They also have a couple of properties in West Cork. People kept telling me West Cork is booked out. They have a few properties. They have a lovely one in Sneem and also near Glengariff. And again, you're talking around €1,000 a week. Now, I have heard that some mobile homes are looking for €1,000 a week in Tramore.
That's a bit much, is it?
That's outrageous, really. It should be 500 to 600 for a high season week in Tramore. So I think €1,000 is really pulling people's legs at that price, you know. So there are stuff around. There's some very nice hotel stuff. I have some good stuff for hotels. The New Park Hotel in Kilkenny, they're very focused on families. And I've been there a number of times. I like what they do, but they're putting more into the family holidays this year. They have a pet farm, which is a lovely idea. You know, there's all animals and stuff. The kids can go and play in the pet farm. They also can collect their own eggs.
Oh, lovely. And you don't have to socially distance from hens.
No. It's okay. You're safe around hens. So that's a really nice idea. And they're doing a special offer actually at the moment. And they have a two-night package, two adults and two children in a bedroom with a rate of €378 for two nights. And that'll include dinner, bed and breakfast.
Okay, so,
and you have kids clubs as well. The Crazy Cats Kids Club. Plus the swimming pool, the spa, nice bar, music in the evening time. So that's a nice little one if you want to get away for a few days. And also the other one that I really like is the Hudson Bay Hotel. That's in Athlone.
You hear a lot of great things about the Hudson Bay. It's really lovely. And it's the setting's
really,
gorgeous.
Really understand how to give families a good time. Now, it will be full of kids.
Yeah, so don't go there if you're looking for a nice quiet time away from your kids.
If you're looking for a quiet time, no. It's all about the kids. And the best thing about Hudson Bay is that there's a new thing there. It's only there the last couple of years. On Lochry, it's called Bay Sports. And it's a huge inflatable water park that they put up for the summer. And it's right by the hotel. So it's a great spot to take the kids and but book it in advance for baysports.ie.
And of course, so I think Centre Parks is back open, but I think that's completely booked out.
It's completely booked out. Yeah. I did look at Centre Parks. I did think that would be a great idea for people because the Centre Parks, the quality is fantastic. It really is.
Yeah.
And, you know, people say, oh, it seems expensive. It's not really for what you get at the end of the day, but they've no availability until about the end of September.
Right.
There's a few odd days here and there. Yeah. They do a thing where you do 3 days or 4 days. And so it's Monday to Friday or Friday to Monday. Mm-hmm. And it's around, you know, you're talking around €500-600 for a few days for a family.
Yeah.
But I would say to people, you know, think about it for next year and book it now.
Yeah. No, it is great. I was lucky enough to get a chance to go there when they had their media launch. But, you know, I think the prices are concerning to some people because you pay for the activities as well on top of that. So, you know, you think it's one thing and then you're kind of adding on and adding on. But it is amazing. I mean, my kids, it's all they talk about now. They're just desperate to go back there. Yeah, it might be more Christmas time they might go there because they do the whole Santa thing, but they do up the whole place in a Yuletide fantasy thing. But look, we're in summer now. Tell me about camping, because all the campsites and those kind of places are going to be doing very well.
They are, yeah. My son was off wild camping up at Sally's Gap last week. The campsites are great. There's a great Irish website now. It's called pitchup.com. So we're going to put all these notes up here anyway afterwards. We'll have these people be able to see these online. Pitchup is a great place to find the campsites and very cheap. You know, you can pitch your own tent. You're talking about maybe 12 or 15 euros a night. And that will include access to toilet and sanitary facilities. Mm. And there are strict regulations, of course, in place because of COVID. But we can live with them. It's not that hard to live with them.
And actually, camping seems to be something that sort of fits in with all the regulations in a big way, you know, that you're outside, that you are kind of away from people, you're not all crammed in together in a place. The only thing is, we do have to remember when we're talking about holidaying in Ireland and staycations is the weather. And the thing about it is, you know, people come here from other countries and they're all prepared for the weather, but we're sometimes not quite prepared and hoping that it'll be gorgeous sunny days.
Roisin, we're hopeless. Absolutely hopeless. But, you know, things are getting much, much better nowadays. I mean, at one stage, as far as we were concerned, an anorak or a duffel coat kept you going, you know, whatever the weather. And then the Europeans and the Americans would arrive with all their fancy barber gear and their North Face and Trespass and whatever. But we're copping on. We really are copping on nowadays. And I was downtown during last week when the restrictions lifted a bit. The biggest queues were outside things like all the sports shops in Henry Street, Mary Street, Grafton Street. There was hundreds of people queuing up and they were all buying their good gear. And of course, we saw Decathlon opening the week before last.
That's my favourite shop. Now, I haven't been there because I'm scared of the queues, but I'm going to find out when the best time to go is, because they have got amazing stuff and it's all really good value as well.
Good value, good quality, but we've really copped on to the fact that if we're going to be out and about, to dress for the weather. And it has made a huge difference, and that's why you have more people going camping. Of course, tents are better quality nowadays as well. They're much more waterproof than they used to be. I mean,
speaking of needing outdoor weather, you're a fan of getting renting a boat and going down the Shannon and that kind of a holiday.
Yes, I've done that a number of times. I've done the Shannon a number of times. I've done the Grand Canal as well. I did the whole of the Grand Canal and in a cabin cruiser. It's a wonderful holiday. Do you know what you see about what's so different about that is the hidden Ireland. There's a lot of Ireland that you have no idea. You go flying past it on motorways. You don't know that all these pretty little villages along the river, along the canals. I mean, I was amused recently to see Pure Mule is back on TV.
Oh, is it?
And that's set in Banagher. And I've been to Banagher a number of times. And, you know, it's a lovely town. And it has great music, really nice pubs, and yet it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. But good crack, and they have a great summer festival in Banagher.
So get on your boat is a good one.
And on your boat. You're talking about, I mean, if you get a boat for about six people, maybe with Carrick Craft, they're based up in Ballinalech and also in Carrick and Shannon. You're talking about 1,800 for a week for six people. And teach you how to drive the boat.
Yeah, well, the last time I was in one of those boats, I crashed it. So I don't think I'd be doing that. I'll let someone else be the captain. Exactly.
It's a great holiday. It's good fun.
Green and Black's organic chocolate, a selection of ethically sourced flavours combined with a rich cocoa intensity. And what about Airbnb? I'm fascinated to what's happened with them in this whole pandemic. You've got your ear to the ground. What's the story with the Airbnbers?
Well, the funny thing is the international travel, of course, has disappeared. I mean, that's not happening. But in Ireland, it's doing very well. And the nice thing about Ireland, I think, is there's a lot of kind of eclectic properties available. You know, it's nice. They're run by people who kind of have an interest in seeing tourists, seeing visitors and making sure they have a great time. And I came across a couple of few things that would appeal to people in Airbnb. But also there's other things as well to remember as well. There's HomeAway, which is very good as well. They're very similar. So to look out for them. But the Airbnbs now that I was thinking of, there's a lovely place in Roscommon And the people who own it are Dutch people, and they actually run a book conservatory, and they'll do a bookbinding course if you're interested as well.
That's kind
of an eco barn, and very cheap. You know, you're talking about it's about 600 for the week to stay there. And the other thing I saw was the Staying Over a Pub in Clonacool in Roscommon, Jackie's Bar. They have accommodation, the Big Apple Bar, and they have accommodation for up to 6 people. And that's a bit of fun as well. Also, a friend of mine rang me last night to tell me that his local bar in Ballandine, Jackie's Bar in Ballandine, it actually is renting out, and he can take 20 people. So if you had a big group and you were looking for somewhere to go, you can rent the pub because it's closed, and you can have your jukebox and your pool table, and 1,500 for 3 nights.
That's gas. And do you sleep above the pub? Is that it?
You have the access to the whole pub, and he'll organise takeaway drinks for you and everything.
That's gas. Jesus, that's something different. So Airbnb is picking up as well then? You're seeing Airbnb activity there?
Yeah, within Ireland. Now, not internationally. Yeah, you know, but definitely within Ireland. There's lots of nice properties available. And I know people really, really are thinking, how am I going to get something? So go on to people like Airbnb, HomeAway, Relax Ireland. There is properties available. They're not going to be the cheapest. I'll be honest, it's high season and there's a lot of us want to get away. And I think it's vital that people do get away.
For our mental health, we need to just have a change.
And if people were looking for something a bit cheaper, I'm recommending some hostels as well that are family friendly. The ones that I know myself. And one of them is in a place you love, down in Doolin.
Oh, I love Doolin. Yeah, tell us about that. It's a nice hostel there.
The Rainbow Hostel.
Okay.
Now, the Rainbow Hostel has been going since the 80s. And it's a real family-run place. And they're doing a room for 3 to 5 people from 70 to 90 euros per night.
That's great.
Which is great. That's very good value. But they have like added value as well. They do archaeological walks as well around the burn if you want to join in. And then, of course, you're nearby for your music in McGann's and Gus O'Connor's.
Yeah. I'm going to be heading to Clare. I'm going to Lahinch, and I'll be going all around there. I can't wait to get back to the Burren. But I'm also curious as to whether the islanders are going to let us on, like Inishere and some of the Aran Islands. I don't know if they're going to open up yet.
That they've opened up again, isn't it?
Because I wasn't sure if they have.
I think the plan is that they will open up. They have been very cautious.
Yeah, which is
not
great.
Not surprisingly. But the other hostel I wanted to mention as well is in Achill. And this is the Valley House Hostel. And it's a lovely place, really nice place. It's very cool, very laid back. Everybody's very big into water sports because you have fantastic water sports at Keele Bay. It's perfect for water sports. They also have a restaurant and they're very family orientated. They have a fairy trade for the kids. They encourage lots of interest in outdoor activities. And again, it's very reasonable. You're looking at 80 a night for a big family room.
Yeah, some people might not think of hostels, but actually you can get really nice accommodation and good value if you're not looking to spend a fortune.
Well worth thinking about.
Joan, the other thing people sometimes like, not me particularly, but I have friends who are into it, is action and adventure. Are there any good deals there that you could tell people about?
There is, action and adventure. I think we're all much more outdoorsy and action-orientated than we used to be.
Some of us.
I'm a fan of Carlingford.
Is that where you go? Is that your place?
Yeah, I've gone there for many years. I love the fact that it's kind of the mountains and the sea. So the Carlingford Adventure Centre is a great spot, particularly for, you know, if you want to go on holidays and give the kids something to do. They can go for a day or 2 days. They don't have to stay for the week, you know, they can dip in and out and do sessions. But they also have, not only have they the Adventure Centre, and the Adventure Centre does land and water-based activities. But a couple of years ago, they opened Sky Park, which is a big zipline park. It's in a forest just outside Carlingford, and it's definitely for thrill seekers.
Great. And I have some friends going to Delphi Lodge again, back out west, and that's back open. Then they have great facilities there. Again, not the cheapest, but real luxury, isn't it? I mean, it's just gorgeous.
Yeah, you have the nice mix there, definitely, of the luxury and the outdoors as well. That's for sure.
Joan, aren't we very lucky, really? I mean, not to be blowing our own trumpet too much in terms of Ireland, but of all the places that we have to be locked down and be forced to go on holiday in, it's really amazing what you can find and the kind of magical quality of Irish holidays.
Yeah, no, we have. We're very, very lucky. We have fabulous scenery. The quality of accommodation, of course, is amazing nowadays as well. Much, much better. I mean, it really, I mean, years ago, you nearly had to bring the kitchen sink with you when you rented a house down the country. But now you can just throw everything in the car and you don't need to bring the kitchen sink. But the other thing I would say to people is as well, we have fabulous heritage sites all over the country. And if you're going somewhere, just look up heritageireland.ie, because that's run by the OPW. And every county has somewhere different, unusual, amazing to see. And so on your days out, the days when maybe it's not so sunnier and you want something to do with the kids, there's always something nearby. There's lovely drives to go on, you know. So I would say do look at Heritage Ireland to get ideas.
And also something close to my heart and somewhere we often forget is Northern Ireland, which has some of the most stunning scenery on the island. So have you got any suggestions for people who might maybe don't usually choose Northern Ireland but are thinking a bit outside the box? Yeah, well, now
I think Stirling, you know, has gone over 90 cents. It had been lurking around 87, 88 for the last while. And now in the last few days, it's definitely getting stronger. So it's 90 now, which is brilliant. And I'd be a big fan of Northern Ireland as well myself. And one of my favourite places is up in the Mourns. I'd be a regular visitor to the Mourns. So it's Slievedonnard Hotel.
Gorgeous.
Love it. It's a beautiful hotel. Beautiful Victorian hotel.
And all around there is just...
All around there is fabulous. So they're saying, come and explore, you know, the Game of Thrones area, because a lot of that was filmed in that area. So they're doing a 200 a night for bed and breakfast for a family room. And they have the five-star hotel. They have a beautiful spa. There's an S-Spa as well, if you know the S-Spa brand. Yes. I love that one. And then in Kirkcriven Cottages, you'll see this on the website, there's some cottages to rent as well in that area in the Mourns. And you can bring your dog, which is a great plus for a lot of people, I know. So that's Kirkcriven Cottages and in self-catering. But also, I think people don't realise that Belfast has so much to offer.
Brilliant. I love Belfast.
It's a great city. Yeah. It really is. And the Titanic Hotel are doing a great offer at the moment. It's in the old Harland and Wolff drawing offices.
I know.
And yeah, it's a beautiful building, Art Deco kind of style. And they've kept that kind of nautical Art Deco feel. But the best thing about the Titanic Hotel as well, staying there, is right beside the W5 Centre, which is like a science and interactive centre. And, you know, the adults will love it as much as the kids. It's fantastic. But the hotel is doing, they're doing £159 per night for a family room. And of course the Titanic Belfast is right beside them as well. That's well worth a visit.
Yeah, that whole area has been so well developed. And
oh, it's really well developed.
Belfast,
you know, you have
the
arenas there as well. You know, I don't know what's going to happen about events, because we're kind of waiting to see what events will be allowed to happen. But the Belfast Arena is beside it as well. So it's a great area of the city. And then you just walk over the bridge and you're back in the main city.
That's it. Listen, it's been great talking to you. It's really nice to hear that the phones are ringing. I mean, certainly my mum just booked 7 nights somewhere, and yeah, the woman said they wouldn't have been there last week, but they're all back in action now, and there is value to be had. But obviously, as you said, it's high season, so people kind of have to expect. And also, it's just great to support all the places that have been decimated. Yeah.
Some of them have been badly, badly hit by the loss of, you know, the American-European business. So we need to give them a leg up.
OK, well, listen, you enjoy your holidays in Carlingford. I'm off to County Clare, and I hope everyone enjoys wherever they end up in Ireland, because, like I said, we are lucky. It's a great little country for a holiday, has to be said.
It's a brilliant country for a holiday.
All right. Thanks, Joan.
Thanks, Roisin.
Thanks very much to my guest, Joan Scales. And I promise I'm not going to sing again. And do email us on the Women's Podcast at irishtimes.com if you want any more details of those websites she mentioned, or if you just want to tell us what you're going to do on your holidays, even if you're going abroad. We're not going to judge you. The podcast is produced by me, Roisin Ingle, and by Suzanne Brennan, with JJ Vernon on sound. Our sponsor is Green and Blacks. We're very grateful to them. Take care of yourselves. Enjoy your holidays, or enjoy planning your holidays wherever you go and whenever you head off. We'll talk to you next time.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.